Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Nancy, we begin today with a heartbreaking story out of Georgia, where a local church became the scene of a tragic and deeply disturbing crime. On Wednesday, authorities say 73-year-old Ollie Hamilton was allegedly killed by her own grandson inside Smith Chapel Holiness Church in Athens, located in Monroe County. According to Monroe County Coroner Alan Gurley, police responded to a 911 call around 5:45 p.m. They found Ms. Hamilton near the church kitchen, where she was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect, a 17-year-old Jaden Hamilton, was arrested later that day. Officials say he confessed to the crime during questioning. Monroe County Sheriff Kevin Crook described the case as, quote, a tragedy of the worst kind, noting that both the victim and the accused were beloved members of the community. Sheriff Crook added that Jaden had initially sought help after the attack, but as the investigation progressed, evidence began pointing the finger directly at him. The teen is now facing a charge of first-degree murder and is being held on a bond of $500,000. The investigation remains ongoing, and authorities have not yet released a motive. Attempts to reach the Monroe County Sheriff's Office and the coroner's office to further comment have not been successful. The case has shaken the small community, leaving many grappling with the loss of a cherished elder and the unimaginable circumstances surrounding her death. Pastor Donald Arrington had this to say.
Terrible situation, and I have a prayer to go out to the family. And I think really what it's going to have to come back to, the parents going to have to start back teaching their children and talking to their children. And the young people got to understand, when you go out and take a life, you're stealing from God. And when you steal that life from God, then God going to deal with you.
We'll continue to follow this story and bring any updates as they become available.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
A former television news anchor has been arrested on murder charges following the alleged stabbing of her elderly mother. Authorities responded to reports of a stabbing at a home in Wichita, Kansas, around 7:52 a.m. According to a statement from the Sedgwick County Police Department shared on their social media, upon their arrival, officers discovered 47-year-old Angeline Angie Mock outside the home. Inside, they found her mother, 80-year-old Anita Avers, unresponsive in her bed, suffering from multiple stab wounds. Avers was rushed to a nearby hospital, but tragically died from her injuries later that same morning. Mock was also treated for unspecified injuries at the hospital before being taken into custody at the Sedgwick County Jail. She was formally charged with first-degree murder on October 31 and is currently being held on a $1 million bond. According to public records from Sedgwick County, the investigation into the circumstances surrounding the incident are still ongoing. Mock, the accused killer, previously worked as a morning news anchor on Fox 2 in St. Louis and KOKH Fox 25 in Oklahoma City. And in Florida, a woman is behind bars after she tried to kidnap a child, just a 5-year-old boy, from his grandmother at a gas station, telling the grandmother to her face, "I'm taking him." Ivana Noble, 38, is now facing charges of false imprisonment of a child less than 13 years old. She was booked into the Broward County Jail. It was Tuesday morning, and the woman was at a Shell gas station located in Deerfield Beach, Florida. She was there to pump gas. That's when police say she approached a grandmother and then tried to open the passenger door of her car and pull the grandson out. She looked the woman in the eye and said, "I'm taking him." The grandmother began to fight the woman off, and witnesses called 911. Police arrived and took the woman into custody.
Tensions high between Chantel Hudson and her mom after they moved from Bishop, California to Dayton, Nevada, just after Chantel starts her junior year of high school. Chantel's mom thinks her teen girl has fallen in with the wrong crowd at her new school. 7:30 Monday morning, Chantel leaves home on foot after an argument. Her mom reports Chantel missing when she's marked absent from school. Searches of Chantel's route to school turn up nothing. Several reported sightings turn out to be misidentifications. Chantel's social security number, no activity, and extensive driver's license searches don't provide any leads. Chantel Hudson now missing 36 years. Chantel, Native American, 5'5", brown hair, brown eyes, glasses, has a scar on her left ring finger, a birthmark on her lower back. If you have info on Chantel Hudson, call Lyon County, Nevada Sheriffs, 775-577-5023. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.